This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program in high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Coach Bo Hedrick from the Sitka High School football squad and two of his players, Lucky Miguel and Jaron Sumawong. Welcome, guys.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having us.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to turn to you first, Coach, head ball coach for the Sitka High School Wolves football team. Coach, tell me a little bit about when your season started and where you're at in the season right now.
Well, we started off in mid-July trying to get a conditioning camp going and getting the kids going and football ready for the for this fall. And, you know, the season started off awfully slow with, you know, the weather was incredible this summer here in Sitka, and the fishing was some of the best I've ever heard of. So it was tough to get those kids off the boat and down on the field. So we had an awfully slow start to try to get our numbers up and get the kids excited about football. But we're at full speed now, and we're playing ball. Kids are working hard, and it's fun to see.
Right. School started the end of August. By the time school started, how many kids did you have turning out for the squad?
Well, right before school started, it was hard to get the numbers above 13, 14. It was kind of just scratching by and not looking great. And then school kicked back up, and kids came back into town and started back up. And now we're around 21, 22 kids.
Mm-hmm. Is Sitka in any conference this year, or where does that stand?
We are. The conference and football are a little different than any other sport. There's a small, medium, and large, and Sitka is placed in the medium schools conference, and there's a southeast conference is what they call it, but it actually it has Sitka, Ketchikan, Juneau Douglas, North Pole, which is also in Juneau, and Thunder Mountain, which is in Juneau, and North Pole, which is up in Fairbanks.
So, Coach, I understand you had to miss a few games in the early before the school starts. What games did you end up missing?
We did. We missed four games, and just because our numbers were low, and we were definitely missing the first road trip, which we were supposed to go up to Houston for a non-conference game, and then travel up to North Pole and Fairbanks, and we just didn't have the numbers to be able to compete at that time. And to be safe to the other teams, to give them a chance to be able to schedule other games and not have to just sit and wait on us, we had to actually cancel the first four and give them an opportunity to play. So, but we're in week five last week. We got our first game under our belt, and we're finishing up the season strong.
Sounds great. Hey, let's talk about that first game. I understand you were in Ketchikan last Friday.
We were. It was our first game of the year, and it was obvious that it was our first game. That first quarter, first half was awfully rough. Kids had a lot of jitters playing under the lights, getting on the turf for the first time. We had, I don't know, probably four, maybe five fumbles in that first half, an interception, lots of turnovers. Kids couldn't just tough to get going, but. Second half came out, played great. The heart, the effort, the kids, I couldn't be more proud of. It was they really showed what they were made of down there this weekend.
All right, Coach, tell us about what's coming up. What games? Do you have any home games, away games? Let's hear a rundown on those.
Coming up this weekend, this Saturday, we've got kickoff down on Lower Molar at 2 o'clock going up against Thunder Mountain. So Thunder Mountain, 2 o'clock this Saturday. Then we travel back up to Juneau the weekend after that. And then finishing up October 5th at home against Ketchikan again, the same team we just played last weekend at home, and that will be our homecoming. So hopefully that'll be a good turnout and beautiful weather and get a little high school football in.
Great. Now let's turn to the stars of our program. A couple of seniors we have with us, Jaron Sumawong and Lucky Miguel. Let's first turn to you, Jaron. Tell us what positions you play and what's your favorite?
I'm quarterback and inside linebacker, and I guess I like inside linebacker the best, just hitting people. Yeah.
Hitting people. I like that attitude. Coach likes that attitude, too.
Yeah, that's great. Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Hey, quarterback, is this your first year at quarterback?
I've played quarterback. You know, I've practiced it sophomore year, a little bit at the end of the year last year. So I've been around it quite a bit, but this is first year starting.
Right. Is this, what kind of offense do you run, Jaron?
Just offset backfield. Mm-hmm. Just normal offense, nothing special.
Yeah, for all of us, you know, Sunday NFL watchers and Saturday college watchers, you know, we see a lot of this running quarterback situations. Is that where you're at too? Do you not only throw the ball, but you're there's plays made for you to run?
I scramble a lot, and there's a lot of quarterback draws and quarterback sneaks that I do.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you survive the first game? Are you having nicks and bruises from that one?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I got hit quite a bit. Yeah, I'm still really sore, but yeah, I got hit a lot.
Yeah. So how's the O-line doing for you? Are you, these boys working hard for you?
It wasn't the best O-line, but they're all working hard. They're all giving it their best. And this, most of them, it's their first year playing, so proud of them.
Yeah. Tell me how you matched up size-wise with the other squad.
Size-wise, they had a couple big guys, but not too many. I mean, they were all about my size, you know, 5'7", 150 pounds about.
All right. All right, Luck, let's turn to you. What positions do you play?
I play fullback and the other inside linebacker.
Really? So you're the lead blocker for Jaron sometimes then,
yeah,
right?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. How many carries did you get this last weekend?
Quite a few.
Good. That's good enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Give Coach a wink. Maybe are you looking for carries or do you like the blocking best?
I'm looking for carries.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And your defensive position, where do you play most on that?
We play on the other side of Jaron, right. The inside linebacker.
Right. How many years have you been involved in this football program?
Started with middle school. I've been since seventh grade. But
great.
Yeah, all 4 years in high school.
Good game, right?
Yeah, I had fun the second half.
What's your goal for this season? To talk about that, you know, I know you got a little late start.
Yeah.
The squad is low in numbers, but, you know, there must be some goals here to go by.
My goal this year was to, you know, just have fun this year. You know, we didn't have that much players, and I just wanted to come out here and play.
Yeah, just to get out and compete. Yeah. Isn't that what it's all about, competing here? Yeah. Well, thanks again, Coach. And this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until the next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities. Good day.